Welcome to the Real Talk of Dental, where we pull back the bib and talk about what's really going on beneath the surface. Not just the charts, not just the systems. We're talking about the culture, the chaos, and the confessions. I'm Brandy Marzolino, and with 20 years deep in this industry, I am fresh out of patience for performative leadership. This is your space to laugh, cry, question everything, and maybe shout into a pillow between patients. We've got anonymous confessions, we've got call-ins, we've got ops room drama, and we've got the truth, served hot and a little too real. Think of this as your backstage pass to the break room no one dares to mic. Until now. Hey, before we get started, I want to tell you about something that's changing the game for women in dental leadership. It's called the Empowered Leadership Experience for Women in Dental. It's a six-month transformational journey for women who are done with burnout, over-functioning, and trying to lead like someone they're not. This isn't just another leadership training. It's a coming home to your voice, your power, and your joy. If you've ever felt alone at the top or stuck somewhere in the middle, this one's for you. Enrollment is now open. Head to leadhership-experience.com to enroll. Because real leadership isn't about performing. It's about remembering who you are. Now, let's get into today's episode. Y'all, I am so excited for today's episode. Today, I have with me 20-year-old Olivia Wu, the daughter of Dr. Valerie Wu, who I had on for episode 19. If you haven't listened to that, run back and listen to it because you will learn that Dr. Valerie was actually pregnant with Olivia when she graduated dental school and opened up her own practice. It's a pretty remarkable story. And what I love most, and the whole reason why I do this work and do this podcast, are because of folks like Dr. Valerie and Olivia, who have such honesty and candor and just realness about their experience. Dr. Valerie shares about the troubles and the tribulations that she had at home while being this high-achieving go-getter woman who was really striving to build an extraordinary business. She is the mom of four, and Olivia being the eldest. And through that conversation, we decided to have Olivia on so she could share what it was like from a kid's perspective. Olivia is an extraordinary young woman who is so brilliant and now is actually pursuing a degree in entrepreneurship in college. They didn't even have this stuff when I was growing up, so this is pretty cool. Olivia shares about her story growing up in her home with her mom being very, very busy and at times missing some of the events that really mattered to her. But now they have a really special relationship and they're bonding over the idea of building businesses. And Olivia shares about some of the grief that she had growing up with her mom and her unavailability, and now the beautiful relationship that they've cultivated and created today and how she wouldn't trade it, and the remarkable amount of gratitude and respect and admiration she has for both of her parents. She also gives advice to parents that are out there building businesses, especially in the dental industry. And this one might sting, but her primary piece of advice is that your kids are always listening. And she shares a bit about this too. This is one you do not want to miss. And I'm incredibly grateful to Dr. Valerie and her beautiful daughter, Olivia, for sharing their story. Olivia Wu, I am so excited and honored to have you with me today on the Real Talk of Dental podcast. This is going to be such an enlightening and fun conversation. You are the child of a very ambitious dentist and entrepreneur, and this is the first time I've ever had anyone on the podcast that is the kid of a doctor and having experienced what it was like growing up with a mom who was incredibly successful, very ambitious, and understanding like the behind-the-scenes stuff. You have a really unique perspective and a really powerful story, and your mom was just on as well, and she shared her story, and now we get to hear your side, which is pretty awesome. And part of your mom's story is that she was pregnant with you when she opened up her first practice straight out of dental school. And so one of the beautiful things about your relationship is she said, you know, when she sees you, you are a reminder to her of when she started her business, and you've been with her for the entire journey, literally. And so it's just this really cool thing that you've gotten to experience. And so share with me a little bit about why you decided to be on and what your intentions are and what's really important to you that you want to share with folks today as we dive into our conversation.
Sure. So, yeah, growing up with the practice has definitely been a unique experience, but I think it's been really nice seeing, you know, my mom grow with the practice as well. Obviously, I don't remember too much when I was younger, but watching her kind of build something that's her own and seeing how much hard work and behind the scenes goes into building and creating something like that has been an honor to watch and so special to be able to help her with some parts here and there. So I think it's been a fun relationship. Definitely different than a lot of people I know, because I think, you know, we work together, but we have that bond that goes beyond mother-daughter. So it's been really nice to see her change avenues and spaces, but know that, you know, her family is her motivation. And that really motivates me to want to work hard and create something for myself as well.
Yeah, it's been really neat to see you take on the entrepreneurial spirit with her. And now the two of you are bonding over some fun projects, and we'll definitely get into that. You know, when your mom was sharing about her story, especially in the early days, there was a lot of stress and she was taking a lot of it home. And she really had to reevaluate, you know, what were her priorities, you know, what she needed to shift, because her primary reason, you know, was her family. And then she realized that, you know, she was taking her family for granted and the priorities got, you know, shifted on her without her really recognizing it. So for you, what was it like, you know, as her daughter to be experiencing this at home? Because I'm sure so many kids have a similar story where it's like you see your mom really building this business and going for it and aspiring to, you know, fulfilling her dreams, and it's so motivating and it's so cool. But I have talked to countless doctors, you know, even on this podcast, where, you know, into their career, they realize, oh my gosh, I'm about to lose everything that I've been working so hard for. And they've really had to reevaluate, you know, what was most important to them. But I've never really had the chance to speak with somebody like yourself who was the one experiencing that at home. So what was it like for you seeing your mom go through this and as a daughter, you know, wanting more from your mom and she just wasn't available in the way you kind of hoped?
Yeah, it's definitely taken me a while to appreciate that side. I think growing up, it was hard because me being the oldest, I think, you know, I kind of saw it the most. But yeah, it was hard. I think I had a little bit of, I don't think resentment's the right word, but I would see my friends or other people and they'd have their mom at certain events or just say certain things that I couldn't relate to. So it was definitely hard having that. But then I think now I've come to really appreciate, you know, I have this mom who's so ambitious and hardworking and achieving that's who I want to be. And I can appreciate the sacrifice and the hard work and the time it just took to have to go through that. And I think it's special that now we can do things together that, you know, not a lot of people get to do with their moms. So she said to me, I forget when, but she was like, she would sometimes ask like, oh, are you mad? Like, did that make you upset that I wasn't around or that we didn't get to do those things together? And sure, back then it did. But I think now that we get to have all these new experiences together, it not only makes up, but I can appreciate it way more than, oh, my mom was volunteering at my school for this. It's like, it's just so much more special to me now. And I have a way deeper appreciation and understanding of why it was that way when I was growing up, for sure.
Yeah. And do you think, because, you know, prior to us getting on today, you know, and what you were sharing earlier is you're able to see everything that she experienced and like you're really drawn to the entrepreneurial journey and, you know, what that looks like. However, you feel like you do it a little bit differently. Like you yes. know, you're like, oh, I thought about being a dentist, but you know, now I'm not. So what about it do you think you would, you know, and they always say hindsight's 20/20. So I'm sure your mom would have done it differently too, you know, looking back, because she learned so many lessons along the way. But what are some things that you're able to really take away from seeing your mom experience it? And if you could have a magic wand and build something exactly how you would want it to be, being a business owner, an entrepreneur, what would some of those things be for you?
Yeah, so I definitely thought even 2 years ago I wanted to fully follow her footsteps, do dental. But I realized I was really drawn to that business side of it. And I'm so thankful that my school is coming out with an entrepreneurship major. So I've really been able to explore that path more. But I think if I had a magic wand for right now, I would love to create a community for people like myself. I think, like you said earlier, it's not really talked about. People in my position who are children of entrepreneurs and kind of understanding what goes into that. So I'd love to create a space where people like myself would come together, inspire, encourage each other to tell our stories and, you know, share our, if we have our own business ideas. Because I think it is a niche that isn't talked about. So I think that would be really cool and help a lot of people who maybe they don't know that they need a space like that.
Yeah, I freaking love that. I love that you're thinking that way. As you know, I'm all about, you know, the support and the community and pulling people together. And when I saw that you wanted to do that, I was like, hell yes, this is amazing. And that's such a brilliant idea. And I think it's really cool too, because like I said, I talked to so many doctors who are, you know, grew up in a different generation, right? So maybe they're in their late 40s, early 50s, 60s, whatever now. And a lot of times they too are children of entrepreneurs or doctors, you know, something like that. And they've experienced what you've experienced to some capacity. And one of the things they struggle with too is living in the shadows of that, right? So even though they became an entrepreneur, if they didn't reach the same quote unquote level of success as maybe one of their parents did, or they didn't pursue the exact field of medicine that their parents did, because that too has a lot of layers and nuance to it. You know, there's a lot of ego in medicine and things. Yeah. And there's that stress too, right? So as you embark on this journey, I think it would be so awesome and helpful to not only support folks in, you know, maybe some of the behaviors or patterns that you might have developed, you know, responding to your childhood, but then also recognizing, like, you know, you are an independent person. Like, your mom's incredible. I love her. Huge fan, right? And Olivia, you are your own person. So how do you carve out your own path that is unique to you without always comparing yourself to your mom or somebody else, right?
Yeah. It's, again, been challenging. I think so much of who I am right now is tied to my mom, just because I feel like the cooler things I've done and kind of the projects I've done have been tied to her. So I'm still trying to figure out how to separate myself from that. I think through my school, I've definitely done some cool projects with some professors and have some things in the works. But yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely at that point where I feel like I'm doing something on my own yet, which is fine. But I'm definitely trying to learn everything I can from my mom, just because she is like such an incredible role model. So taking and learning things from her while still trying to do my own thing and create my own path has been definitely the theme of, I think, this year for sure, and this semester. But I mean, I love doing projects with her and working on things with her, because I think we work really well together, and you do get that dual perspective from someone who's experienced, but then also someone who's younger and kind of knows more about the younger generation. So it's fun to work together, and we bounce ideas well off each other. So I mean, it's a great relationship.
Yeah, no, I love that. What are your favorite things about your mom and partnering up with her on some things?
She's a go-getter for sure. I think if we have ideas, she's always thinking, okay, how can we get this done? She's really instilled in me the who, not how. Who can we talk to further this idea? Who can we ask for help or guidance with this? So really, and the activator in her and the go-getter and just the relationship, showing that you can really form relationships with anyone and you never know who can help you out later, but also knowing that the relationships you build have to be genuine and not transactional. So yeah, lots to learn. And I think even just by, sometimes I'll just sit in her office and listen to her think out loud, or if she's on working on something and just seeing how she works, like I pick up a lot from that. So that's been really helpful too. And just having and hearing those conversations, whether we're in the car or getting ready to go somewhere, just those little things I think have really been a big impact on me.
Yeah. Gosh, you're really highlighting for me how you know, kids are always paying attention, right? And I see this a lot to the folks I coach with too. It's, you're really tuned in to your mom, and the fact that you're really paying attention at all times and really picking those things up, it's really enlightening. And also to us that are much older than you, you know, and further down the road, you know, it's even interesting for me because I do learn this stuff. And I was just talking to my husband, honestly, about how as I'm getting older, the more I realize I say and talk a lot like my dad when, but just these, even when parents are talking out loud. So my dad may have not have been talking to me directly, but just being in his presence all the time and that inner dialogue that sometimes he would be saying out loud, like, you know, we all talk to ourselves or we're just kind of processing, you know, we see a situation and we're processing it in real time. And I was always with him and I could be like, oh my gosh, you know, the way he was processing the world is how I see the world. And sometimes if those are great, like in the case of your mom, and you really admire some of the ways she's processing things, it's to our benefit, but it can also be to our detriment, right? So sometimes in my dad's case, it's like, oh man, you know, this self-esteem stuff he had going on, you know, that really got in, that became my inner dialogue, right? I just inherited it because I was around him and how he was talking all the time. So I think as parents, we don't realize the impact. And then even as adults now, when we're trying to heal and unpack and break through certain subconscious beliefs that we don't know how the heck did this get here, it's like, oh, because I was around somebody who talked like that all the time. And we don't really realize the imprint of it. So getting back to you, I mean, I know we highlighted your mom quite a bit. What are some of the gifts that you feel you bring into the relationship with your mom?
I think for me, one of my big things that works well for me but against me is I love to think way in the future, and I love to see and think about, oh, what could go wrong here? How could this be affected down the road? I think it's great sometimes, but then I think it doesn't stop me from completely being in the present sometimes. So I'm like, oh, how can I, what's happening tomorrow, next week? I'm always thinking about the next thing. But I think also I'm super empathetic and I can see how I can put myself in other people's shoes really well. And especially for some of the courses she's developed, I'll take them and I'll say, okay, from the user's perspective, how does this seem or how does this look or what can I change differently? How to improve this? So I think we both have our strengths and they balance well off each other. And again, having that dual perspective really helps. And yeah, I think I bring in the younger spirit and energy. Sometimes she won't know how to do. Maybe it's something technological or on social media that I can help with. And then sometimes I have a business question or I don't know, something like that where it's like, okay, it's good to have both sides of that. I think now that I'm getting older, it's easier for us to relate on different things as well. Maybe some things I wouldn't have been able to understand when I was younger, but just having those deeper, more mature conversations has also been really nice.
Yeah. So you're the oldest of four.
I am.
Yeah. And then obviously your dad's in your life. And so your dad's been, you know, with you all through all of this too. Just recognizing, you know, your mom being really busy, and was your dad more available for you growing up? And then also, how was it for you being the oldest of four, navigating all this too? My guess is you probably matured a little more quickly than most because you probably felt this extra responsibility.
Yeah, so I feel like I like to call it, my parents were in kind of the opposites of traditional roles. My dad was around a lot when I was younger and it was great. He'd always pack my lunch, pick me up from school. So he was definitely there a lot. And I think now we connect on more things. Like I love to cook and he's a big cook now and he has all these fun things that he does, but he was also in the business. So again, just seeing how that relationship has evolved over time. And then yeah, being the oldest of four, I definitely used to hate it. Not hate it, I don't think that's the right word, but not appreciate it for sure. But yeah, I definitely felt that second mother role a lot when I was growing up, even more now, but I do love it now because I think it's great that my brothers feel like they can come for me. They can come to me for different things, whether it's, hey, what should I wear today? Or give me advice on this. So it's been really nice. And now that they're getting older, we're all just, you know, growing up together. So yeah, it's a really beautiful relationship. I think I've gotten super close with my brothers. It's been nice, but yeah, definitely had to mature early on and kind of take on that that parent role, which, has helped me more in ways that I'm grateful for and can just help and serve and be that person for others that, maybe I was looking for when I was growing up. So it's been nice. It's been hard, but overall, I'm very appreciative for it now. And I love being the only girl. So.
Yeah, that is pretty nice. You have so much gratitude, for someone your age. And honestly, where did it come from? There's not a whole lot of kids your age that have so much gratitude and appreciation for their parents.
I think growing up, they instilled that in me a lot. I think going to a Catholic school also helped. We were surrounded by those values, but knowing that, my parents built this business for us and we were their why. And again, me being, I think, the oldest, I picked up on this a little bit more, but seeing the sacrifice and the hard work they put into it. And they always used to tell us growing up, if you want certain things in life, you're going to have to work hard for it. And seeing that that's what they did and their proof of that really put into perspective, wow, they created this life for us. So, I mean, I'm gonna be appreciative and also like take it in and use that to my advantage. And I think they've really created a lot of opportunities for my brothers and I. And we've definitely used those opportunities to our advantage. But at the end of the day, we have to be appreciative of all that they've done for us. And I think a lot has been put in perspective for me and seeing their journey and how much they've changed over the past, and well, I'm 20, so 20 years. And yeah, I just think that, I wouldn't be in the positions I'm in today without them. So I have to be grateful, and I want to be grateful for what they've done for me.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah, that's really cool. That's awesome. So, what are some ideas? What are some projects that you and your mom are working on? What do you see in this big, big, beautiful future that you're seeing out there?
Well, definitely. I think she talked on her episode that she came to my school and talked to one of my classes. I thought that was amazing. I've made really good relationships within the entrepreneurship department of my school, and to have her share her story, I think was amazing. 'Cause I took the class last year, and I remember there weren't too many women speakers, so I immediately thought of my mom and asked my professor if he'd be interested in having her share her story, and he was. And I think the feedback from the students and the professors was really positive. So she started a class for some of the students there, and they are very impressive. A lot of them are freshmen, and I've formed really great relationships with them this semester, and they are incredible, super driven, super motivated. They have good heads on their shoulders. So it's just been nice to see that and help her with that. I really want her to be more involved in my school. So I think that's really a really cool opportunity because I think our entrepreneurship department is growing a lot. So having her be a part of that would be cool. For future, I'm not sure. I think definitely creating a business together would be fun. What that is, I think it's open and we're open to different things. Something outside dentistry, I think, will be cool to just kind of completely start something on our own with no ties. So it's new for the both of us. I think that would be really fun. But yeah, just doing business with her and having her as a mentor is something I want to continue for as long as we can.
That is so cool. I just love it because like we've said, she was literally pregnant with you when she started this journey. And so to see it continue and keep going is just so, it's so
Yeah,
unique. It's so
it's amazing.
special. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really cool. Do your brothers have any entrepreneurial bug or itch or anything like that?
I think, well, my oldest brother, Gavin, I mean, he's following more in the medical steps, which I think is awesome because I tried and I think I got weeded out pretty quick. But yeah, I think it's really cool he's following in that. And then my middle brother, Grayson, I think he can definitely be super entrepreneurial. He's always thinking outside the box and he'll really kind of have different ideas, but yeah, does things outside the box. So I think that's entrepreneurial. And then my younger brother, we'll see. Yeah, he's very creative. So he has that spark. He's artsy. He's fun. He likes to do crafts. So we'll see what he ends up doing. But I think, yeah, each of us has something different that we've taken from our parents. So I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Oh gosh. So, okay. So just kind of, you know, learning so much from your mom. And again, we talked about hindsight being 2020, but what are some tools, you know, and I know you're so young still, so this is, we're just kind of playing around here. But as far as like parenting and what do you think, if you were to do things a little bit differently, you know, what path do you think you would want to take being a mom? And, you know, what worked and what didn't work? And how would you want to make those changes, I guess, if you were to really sit with it and think about how you would want to shift things in the future?
Definitely been started to think about this one a little bit more as I've gotten older. I mean, I think my parents did a great job given, you know, the circumstances we were in and everything like that. I think one thing I would do a little bit differently is, this is a hard one, having certain traditions that are like really non-negotiables and family time weekly. I mean, we have a lot of family time. I'm not gonna play that down. We do a lot of things together as a family. But when we're growing up, I think having like, okay, we're gonna have not boundaries, but you know, family dinners on XYZ days, and those are gonna be like non-negotiables. Because I think certain things from the child's perspective and having that routine kind of sticks. So maybe having more like family routines that are, yeah, like we're gonna do these no matter what. I think that's a good foundation for kids, but also parents to be accountable and saying, hey, this is strictly, you know, family time. We're not gonna negotiate that. But also it's a different circumstance. I'm probably not gonna be a doctor, and I can't say, hey, I'm gonna have certain people relying on me in that way. So I guess just a little bit different. But one of my goals when I have a family is to start a new tradition. So not sure what that is yet, but definitely having something that sticks and that we can do together that's separate from my immediate family will be something special and fun to do.
Yeah. No, and you're spot on. I mean, you're brilliant in that regard, because I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people in the coaching space and a lot of mentors and things like that actually give that kind of advice to a lot of entrepreneurs and business folks, is to really build out that time with their family and have it be non-negotiable, even so yeah. much as saying, you know, date night with your partner or spouse, you know, have that built into your schedule and have it be the most important meeting of your week or your month on your calendar, because when the home life relationships start to deteriorate, it can really eat away at everything, you know, including the business. So it's really smart to really focus on keeping the personal stuff intact, because that does end up making your business better too. So yeah. So I think, yeah, you're ahead of your time there, Olivia. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of adults are going to be listening to this podcast. A lot of folks just like your mom are going to be listening to this as well. So if you had to give some advice, you know, to young parents, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that have kids your age or even much younger that are out there really striving to build their businesses, or maybe they're not building anymore. They're just in a place of contentment and, but still giving a lot to their work. What kind of advice would you give to some of these entrepreneurs out there as they're building their businesses in regards to their kids at home?
I would say, like we talked about a little earlier, we really pay attention to a lot of things that maybe you think we're not listening to. But with that, you know, I think sometimes kids can seem like they're not interested in what, you know, their parents are up to. But, you know, if they're showing signs of, oh, this could be interesting, kind of dive into that and explore how you could help them with that interest. Or maybe, you know, you don't think they're into what you're telling them, but you don't know how that could affect them down the line. So just really be intentional with the conversations you're having with your kids, because you don't know how that could affect their future. And we pay attention to conversations that you think we're not. So just being mindful that, you know, we're aware, more aware than you might think. And that could be a good thing. Like I said, I've picked up a lot of great information and knowledge and just even mannerisms from my mom and dad. So just being aware and knowing that our childhood goes by pretty quickly. So just enjoying the moments, even the ones we might not remember, and just keeping that close. So
yeah, that's really powerful. Gosh, Olivia, you mentioned that, you know, kids are always listening and picking up from their parents. Is there anything that really sticks out to you, you know, whether it's with your mom or your dad, that you've picked up, you know, from being in their presence or listening to them for so long?
Yeah, this is a story about us in the dental office, actually. So I'm her dental assistant during the summers and on winter breaks, and I love being at the office. I love her team. It's just a great environment to be around. And sometimes, you know, we'll be sitting in the chair and I'll be cleaning a patient's teeth and I'll get a tap on my shoulder and I'll turn around, and I've had this happen countless times. The team member will be like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my mom." Just because I think from the back that we look so similar and we have like this kind of the same mannerisms with how we pick up instruments and things like that. So even the small things like how she picks up a scale or a mirror, like I picked up on, and the different things she does or the way she talks to patients, even that small stuff I kind of emulate. So I think that's funny that even the team sees that and we look a little bit alike. So I think that's funny.
That's amazing. Yeah, just even the body movements,
yeah,
like
body movement,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's so funny. That's hilarious. Yeah, I totally get that. That's a great story. You're just absolutely incredible. I'm super excited to just continue to watch your journey and see what evolves. And as far as like the support group stuff, I mean, it sounds like this is still a brainchild. It's in its infancy, like nothing's created yet, but we'll have all your information for folks to follow you and stuff like that. But I would encourage people to follow you along so that when you do create this, you know, it'll be available and people will know when something like this gets developed. Cause I think it's a really cool idea. I think it's pretty awesome. And just having that kind of safe space and that community to reach out, you know, as kids of entrepreneurs and what that feels like and get that level of support.
Yeah. I think it could help a lot of people. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Olivia. You're amazing. I'm so excited for this. And I'm really excited for people to listen to this. And thank you so much for your courage. And of course, thanks to your mom, Dr. Valerie, for, you know, being willing to let us have this conversation. You know, the other side of it too. So I know this is going to help a lot of people. And it's just so beautiful that you're both so willing to have this kind of conversation. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Super excited to hear the episode.
You just listened to The Real Talk of Dental. If it hit, if it stung, if it made you feel just a little more human, good. That's the point. This isn't about fixing practices. It's about healing people. And if you're brave enough to show up real in this industry, you're my kind of leader. Subscribe, call in, send your wildest workplace confession. And most importantly, don't clean up for anyone. The mess, that's where the magic lives. We'll see you again on the next episode.